Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the D. Whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. With your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live. At all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good evening, Detroit, and all our global listeners. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Network Station with your host, Michelle E. Alfred, a.k.a. Poetic Energy. I am so excited this evening. We have two shows airing this tonight, but this hour we are on the segment of Life, Strawberry Confessions and Chocolate Letters. And this is part two of a previous show we did the other week. The topic was, why do men want to marry wholesome women, but they want to fool around with loose women? And the reason why I did a part two to this show is because I received a letter from a brother, or I should say a man. I don't know if he's a brother or not, but when I usually make reference to a brother, I mean man in general. So, we're going to continue to talk about this evening because apparently that this is something that people should talk about, what people want to know about. I'm going to read the letter very quickly for you and kind of get just right into the discussion for tonight. It says, "Dear Pen, I listened to your show the other week when you were talking about why men want to marry wholesome women but fool around with loose ones. There was a lot of good dialogue going on during that show, but I wanted to add to the convo. I was reluctant on calling in for the fear of my voice being recognized. But I will tell you, as a man, I can give you a few more reasons why men want to marry wholesome women and fool around with loose ones." And this was sent in by Charles. Okay, he gives me a few things on this list, but let's deal with number one. This is very interesting. I really want to just dive into talking about that. He says the reason why one other reason why men want to marry wholesome women and fool around with loose ones is because of suppressed fantasies. Wow. When you think about, being suppressed, that means, suppressed fantasies. You know, that would be something, I wouldn't even thought of this, and I'm glad that this is coming from a man's perspective, that he's saying suppressed fantasies. Wow. So that means that a man is has things that he's held in for so long and, put an end to, his desires and, kind of hid away his desire of not really reacting on his feelings or his desires, and he just kept it inside, inside his person because he probably didn't have the opportunity to fulfill his fantasies with somebody that would show him a great time, intimately. But this is pretty deep. When you define the word suppressed, there's a number of different definitions for the word suppressed. But I'm just going to really kind of share with you. Forcibly put an end to. And another one is to prevent the development, action, or expression of a feeling, impulse, or an idea. Well, and that's from the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. Another definition is from the wikianswers.com. Suppress means to limit, contain, stop from going further. Wow. So when you think about somebody suppressing their fantasies, we all have fantasies. We may not all admit that we have fantasies, but we all have them. And I would say that this is one a good response to, you know, the topic that we were talking about, because I never would have thought about men wanting to marry, the reason why that they would marry wholesome women and fool around with, you know, loose ones, because they have a suppressed fantasy that they haven't acted out. And it makes me think about when people say that before a man or a woman gets married, or typically a man gets married, he should sow all his wild oats. And you know, this kind of validates Charles's response, suppressed fantasies. You know, most men, they, you know, especially in their younger years, they probably had ideas of, you know, being with this certain type of girl, and never got the opportunity, and it is always stuck in the back of their head if they ever met a woman like this, that they would definitely want to, you know, act upon their impulses or act upon their desires. And when you think about desires, when you really strongly want something, and it does, it erases the fact that you may be in a committed relationship or involved with somebody. Sometimes people's desires become stronger than the strength for them to hold out for love or hold out because they are in a committed relationship. And I think that Charles bringing this point on suppressed fantasies, I think that is something you definitely should consider. Any person, not just male, but because this is coming from a male perspective, I think that having suppressed fantasies is could be a reason why men, you know, choose to, you know, they have this ideal in their head that they want to marry somebody that they can spend the rest of their life with, bear children with, build a life with, but in the back of their mind, you know, my wife is a good woman. She's wholesome. You know, if he get mad at church, you know, she's a good church-going woman. But I love me a woman that is wild. And, you know, there's always this thing where people say they want a woman that's, you know, a good cook and all of those great things, a good wife, but you should definitely want her to be a freak in the bedroom. So, you know, when you think about all of those things, you know, suppressing your fantasies, you know, that means, like, you know, putting away your fantasies and not taking into consideration, well, I, you know, at a later time that perhaps the opportunity may come where I will be able to fulfill this fantasy. And I think that, you know, that is what could be one of the biggest problems of infidelity, is because a lot of people do have fantasies that they have not acted upon, and then when the opportunity comes and down the road and they're married, they're like, oh, my goodness, this is never going to happen for me again. I got to take – they jump on impulse and, you know, feel, you know, because they feel like they're never going to get this opportunity to fulfill this fantasy. So I want to know what my listeners are thinking out there. The call-in number is 917-932-8881, because I think that a lot of times that, you know, it's gotten to the point where when you ask men questions about, you know, their lifelong connections with the person that they love and or want to love, they'll give you a list of the right things. If, you know, say I want a woman that, you know, can love me and, you know, bear my children, and that I can trust and all of those things, because those are some of the things that we brought up in last week's show, that a lot of men say that they want a woman that is able to give them them all of those nurturing things, but at the same time, they do want still somebody that they can fulfill their fantasies with, and oftentimes it's not always with their wives. And that's sad to say, but it does happen that way where men are not being fulfilled in their lives, so they seek other people to fulfill their fantasies. All right, I'm going to go on to, I'm hoping that we can get a male caller to call in. If not, we definitely want to make sure that people are able to access the archives like they do on a regular basis. One of the other things that he has on his list, the reason why men want to marry postal women and to and fool around with loose ones is, number two, he has, because they want to secure a good woman, but not necessarily ready to give up the player lifestyle. Well, and this is coming from a male perspective. This is very transparent. I can understand why he probably didn't want to really disclose his voice over the airwaves, is because, these are some very transparent responses. And sometimes people are triggered, so quickly to draw certain conclusions. But this is very interesting. Men are ready to secure, when I look at the word secure, a good woman. So, there comes a time when a man said, well, man, I met this good woman, and he may feel like this is the only woman that he is ever going to meet that's right and perfect for his life, and that will be the best person to, live his life in matrimony. I'm not going to say holy matrimony, because the second part of it says, he's not this person, this man is not ready to give up the player lifestyle. Let's just keep talking about that a little bit. There are a lot of men that don't want good wives, but they don't want to stop seeing other women. And I think it has to do with, again, a suppressed fantasy. It could be that they want to continue and fulfill all the fantasies that they have out there. And then they just have a hunger. They're never satisfied with one just person, one woman. And so, because that kind of validates the second part is, they don't want to give up the player lifestyle. Men have always been brought up, in society, they always teach our young men that if you score, there's always a scoreboard going on for young men to score with women. See how many women they can score, between the ages of, now it's like 15 and above, and maybe sometimes even a little bit younger, and that's a sad statistic there. But it's always a scoreboard. Men are always putting pressure upon one another to get the highest number of women that they've slept with throughout their lives. And so they're kind of branded in their minds with this, this mentality to continue these lifestyles on into their manhood. And you give into some of the statistics with the number of families. You got to think about the family unit. There's not enough men in the family raising their sons to teach them something totally different from that lifestyle. So they, so a lot of our men are growing up with the boy mentality, and it's something that needs to be addressed when they're a young lad. Because if it's not addressed, then they grow up with these mentalities. Yeah, they know, from society showing to them, yeah, you should always settle down, grow up, settle down, and be with a good husband or wife. But then they don't teach them, it don't nurture them, don't teach them how to be good men, how to be good husbands and good friends in an intimate relationship. It teaches them how to be vicarious and loose themselves. And so these are some good responses that Charles sent into the show. One of the other reasons why he says that men want to marry wholesome women, but fool around the loose ones. And it's number three, addicted to sex with a lot of women, but need the nourishment of one woman. Wow. That is a sad reality, but it's the truth. There are a lot of people who are just oversexed because, again, it's branded in their heads at a young age. You have it through the music, through the TV, you know, probably even, you know, there are some families that, you know, don't, you know, keep their children's minds pure away from sexual, you know, things until they're, you know, at the appropriate age. Some children are exposed at a very young age with sexual things. And that is very sad because it doesn't give them the opportunity to prepare themselves for a true intimate relationship. You know, they know to, you know, get a good woman because they don't, you know, but they're not prepared to nurture and be the man that they should be with that good woman. One of the other things that, you know, stands out to me is, you know, the addicting part when he says that he is addicted to sex. Not him per se, but he's saying this is one of the reasons. You know, people, not just men, but, you know, people are addicted to sex. When you think about an addiction, it's something that you can't live without. It's something that you have to have. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, it's something that you will do anything and everything there is possible to do to get that when you are addicted to something. So that means when a person is addicted to sex, no matter if they're married or not, they react upon this impulsive type of behavior when the opportunity comes for them to, you know, be sexually active with another person. And if the opportunity after opportunity comes, they're not going to turn that down because they are addicted to this lifestyle of being free and, you know, without boundaries in that sexual, you know, lifestyle. And this is, you know, I wish Trump was able to call into that show, but I do understand sometimes when you have, you know, intimate conversations about certain things, there are people who recognize your voice. And so, therefore, you have to, you know, play it cool. That's why I have a show address because people are sending in their letters to the show, and we're able to, you know, retrieve those letters and to, you know, have a discussion on the air with them. Okay, but these are very, very good, Charles. So if you're tuning in, these are some very, very good responses. So I'm going to go to the next one, number four. Why? And again, the topic for tonight is, why do men want to marry wholesome women but fool around with loose women? And he says that loose women don't have sexual boundaries and they don't make excuses for not having sex. Okay. oh, my goodness. Well, we know a man, brother. We know he, you know, this is definitely coming from a male perspective. We did touch on the last show that we had on this topic, part one of this show, that, you know, it's a lot of women that do make a lot of excuses for not having sex with their partners. You know, and you try to control men with sex, but you can't do that. If you try to control men with sex, guess what? If their appetite gets to the point where it's just boiling over and about to explode, they are going to spill over into the arms of some other woman who don't have any boundaries just like them and get in and do what they need to do to fulfill their desires. And so that's something that, you know, women should really truly think about. You know, we should stop trying to control men with sex. You know what I mean? It's just, you know, with the way the world is today, a lot of people don't have respect for relationships. And, you know, if you start using that tactic on trying to control your man with not by not having sex with him because, you know, something doesn't go the way you want it to go, then you're already setting your relationship up for failure. Because, you know, we all are human and we are all able to fall short of being a righteous person. So you have to take those in consideration. We can, you know, try to fight or try to abstain from, you know, doing things to hurt our partners. But the reality of the world is that those things still could happen no matter what. So we got to definitely think of those things like that. I'm going to take a quick break and just kind of, you know, come back with this discussion. I really enjoyed the discussion. I just want to really quickly remind all of our listeners, the call-in number is 917-932-8881. If you want to get in on the discussion of why do men want to marry wholesome women, but they want to fool around with loose women. I'm your host, Poetic Energy, bringing it to you live in the evening time. I'm going to take a quick music break, and then we will be back right after this.
What are you crying for? Is it because you're sad or mad? Nothing's gonna go wrong. Sometimes we feel inside of us that everything we have is only here for today. But every now and then, two people get lucky and find a certain thing that makes them want to just keep it that way. I don't want you to feel that you have to go through these changes, baby. No way. I know that our love is different. Our lives will be different. Trust me, baby. Trust me. And I'll fill you up. dream. Believe me, girl, you got everything. Right here. No one could offer you more than the love I have for you in store. It's here. Oh, oh, yeah. And my, oh, my. Honey, can you see? Can't you see that I've got so.
Chocolate Letters. And tonight's topic, we are talking about why do men want to marry wholesome women and fool around with loose women. We're going to continue the conversation. We had a listener that sent in a letter to the show, and he wanted to send in his responses because he didn't want to call into the very first show because he didn't want to, you know, have his voice revealed. He was fear that someone would recognize his voice. And we truly understand that. I just want to quickly remind you the call-in number is 917-932-8881. For those of you who want to tune into the show and share in on the conversation, we named a few responses that he sent in. And let's recap those for a moment. He said, number one, suppressed fantasy. That's another reason why men want to marry wholesome but fool around with loose women. Number two, they want to secure a good woman but not ready to give up the player lifestyle. And number three, addicted to sex with a lot of women but need the nourishment of one woman. Wow. Those are some fantastic responses because, you know, when you think about it, when you, you know, that one of the addiction thing, and wanted to, you know, they're addicted, but they want the nourishment from one woman. So that makes you think about how, just go with me a little bit with this, that, you know, men do desire to be with one woman. So, yeah, some of them genuinely do want to live that, you know, righteous lifestyle and just be in that ideal relationship where they're, you know, living and faithfully to their partner and being a family man and being truly, truly committed and loyal to the relationship. However, there are so many people who are addicted to sex and they don't even realize that it is an addiction. When you think about addiction, people don't really truly own up to their addiction until it's just way, way too late. So I think that is definitely something that truly needs to be addressed in the male in your male aspect of, you know, dealing with relationships, you got to figure out where, get down to the core of what is causing you as an individual wanting to go astray. You know, you want to commit a relationship. You have to get down to the core of your soul, do some self-reflecting, and really be willing to rid yourself of not wanting to be loyal to your partner and wanting to indulge in acts of infidelity. So let's keep it going, so because he has a few more on the list here. Number five, he says, a wife don't make her sexy, but I love her and will not leave her, so I mingle with a little something on the side. Interesting. This is another reason, this is another response he says that why men choose to marry wholesome, but they, you know, fool around with loose women. They want a good wife. We have established that. But look what he says is that the reason why they begin to fool around, if they started off being faithful in the relationship, this response, according to this response, is saying that the wife loses her sex appeal, her sexy. So that means her sex appeal. She, a lot of times women do that. They allow themselves to, because they got the man, and so they feel like they no longer have to do what it takes to maintain his interest. And we get so complacent with the relationship that we allow ourselves to not do what it takes to, you know, cater to the needs of your partner, your husband. And so this is why he's saying that it's not an excuse. There should never be an excuse for you to cheat. Let me make that very clear. But candidly speaking, this person is being honest with his responses, is that this is why some men do it. They want to marry a wholesome woman because this is what they truly want in their heart. But because they're dealing with this thing and that thing within themselves, it prohibits them from being loyal to their partners. And it goes to the fact of, again, what I talked about a little bit earlier, somebody needs to be able to teach our young men at a young age what it means to be loyal to a partner, what it means to be a family man. Because, you know, nowadays, they're not teaching them, they are not fathers in the home to teach their sons how to be men, how to embrace and love one woman. They're, you know, it's just the family unit is not there any longer. It's just, you know, it's very seldom you find it will be easier for you to find a needle in a haystack than it would be for you to find a family that's whole, that's, you know, father and mother in the home, teaching their children how to live in society. And, you know, which is very, you know, very scary, because what does the future hold for the family unit? When you think about this, we can really go, in great depth on this, just with this topic alone, because then you have to deal with so many other issues. What is the future? What is the future of our family unit today? It's already predominantly single family homes, either one parent or the other, raising the children. So we have to find, as a people, find out what's been broken, you know, because back in the day, you know, the families were together, no matter what they were going through, they stayed together as a unit. I don't know if that's necessarily good either, but at least that, you know, children had mother and father in the home to see after them and to teach them things. But now it's far in between, where, you know, it's very, very seldom that we have families that, you know, have a whole unit, you know, have mother and father raising them and teaching them how they should be and live in society as, you know, as citizens. But, you know, again, it's not, you know, I'm going to say this is a good response, and, you know, it is definitely bringing something to the forefront. But I feel like it's you know, somewhat of an excuse, because, again, I wouldn't, you know, excuse a woman for doing the same thing if she felt like her husband just you know, let himself go since they've been married, and you make that as an excuse to go out and cheat. I mean, that's not a good excuse, you know, to go out and do. It's never a good excuse to go out and cheat or to be with somebody because, you know, your partner, you feel like they're not attracted, you're not attracted to them anymore. But that goes, you know, a little bit deeper, you know, what marriage is all about, what we need to do to maintain marriages and relationships. Do we actually truly do those things, do what it takes to hold a relationship together? I don't think that we do. But that will be another discussion on another show. But this is a great, great topic because, it, you know, it brings up, it also it branches out into other things that we need to really truly think about in, you know, our intimate relationships with husbands and wives, you know, and some people are boyfriend and girlfriend who have been, you know, in a relationship for quite a long time. But these things that they can apply to their life and kind of really think about and reflect on these things to see, well, you know, is that our problem? Is this why we're not working? It's because, you know, my desires are somewhere else. You know, I want to be in a wholesome lifestyle, you know, and live this fairy tale life. But it's impossible for me to do that because I'm allowing myself to be caught up in the societal ideals of how, you know, we should live, and the family unit is broken. And it, and this is, again, you know, the very topic of this discussion. You know, the reason why we have this part two is because so many of the, you know, brothers have sent in responses, and I really commend this brother for actually sending this in to really discuss, you know, this topic. Why do men want to marry wholesome women but fool around with loose women? And, you know, this is a part two of it because I made a part two because this brother sent in this letter to me. And those of you who are tuned in, I just want to recap. This brother sent in this letter, and he said that he tuned into the show the week before, when we were discussing this, and he said that he didn't want to call in because he didn't want his voice to be recognized. And I understand it, but he brought out some good points. The reason why men want to marry wholesome but choose to fool around with loose women, he said, number one, suppressed fantasies. Men have suppressed fantasies. And then number two, men want to secure a good woman and not be able to let her go. But they don't want to give up the player lifestyle. Number three, they're addicted to sex with a lot of women, but need the nourishment of one woman. These are a lot of selfish acts, but this is the reality, and this is coming from a male standpoint. You know, telling me, you know, sending it into the show. He took out the time to write into the show and tell us these things and share these thoughts. And so I really appreciate Charles for sending in these responses. And then he said, number four, loose women don't have sexual boundaries. They don't make excuses for not having sex. And again, we say that, you know, we definitely, as women, we should not make excuses for not having sex with our partners. You know, you're already setting yourself up for failure. I can't say that enough that you're setting your own relationship up for failure. You know, if you're married to your partner and you're both meant to, you know, be intimate with one another, why would you deprive your partner whom you say you love from being intimate with you? You're opening the door for him to go elsewhere. It's not an excuse. He shouldn't do that. But I'm trying to show you how you're responsible for part of his reaction as well. But I want to, you know, I just want to, you know, make sure that a lot of people hanging out on the switchboard. Again, the number is 917-932-8881, and a select option one if you want to expound on the conversation a little bit this evening. And then we have another response. He says his wife don't maintain her sexy, but he still loves her, but he, you know, chooses to go outside the marriage and mingle with somebody on the side. Now, you know, as a woman, you know, I can't get behind nothing like that, and yet it's not an excuse But, you know, this is the reality of the world, and so you have to listen. You have to understand that this is coming from a male perspective. And so when a male is telling you this is why we as men react this way, you have to pay attention. It doesn't mean that it's right, but what it means is that this person is, you know, taking the time. He's being transparent for the moment and sharing his thoughts about this topic. And that brings me to number six. Men can't stand the thought of his woman banging a lot of guys in her past life. Wow. Whew. That one is going off onto another level. And we'll probably have to do a different show regarding that. But when you think about it, this is coming from a male perspective, and he's just being honest. And so you have to, you know, appreciate somebody that's really, you know, telling the truth. I wish he had called in, but I truly do understand, and I appreciate him sending in the letter to the show. But when you think about it, this is why men do want wholesome women. They want women who have less of a track record, I should say, because, you know, when they think about it, this person is saying he can't fathom the thought of his woman being with a lot of men in her past life. Now, this is her past. You know, she's a different woman. You know, she's a certain type of woman. Everybody has a past and may have done things that they're not so happy about. But here this man is saying that this is why he seeks, he wanted to seek out someone, you know, a wholesome woman and marry her, is because he wanted somebody to marry that had less of a sexual track record. You know, nowadays you really can't tell. I hate to spit your bubble, brother, but, you know, nowadays, just because somebody looks like they knew the wholesome one, that don't mean they actually did. But I somewhat of just trying to jump on the male perspective and look from their point of view. You know, I don't think that I would want to be in a relationship with somebody that has saying that he slept with 10,000 people. That would kind of be definitely a turn off for me, and it just, you know, it may not be fair, but, you know, if somebody has that type of appetite, you know, when you think about how can somebody really be able to, you know, sexually be with 10,000 people in this lifetime, like they said, Magic Johnson and, you know, a few of those other cats out there have lived those lifestyles and actually have, you know, indulged in sexual activity like that. You know, it will take a really, really, really supernaturally strong person to be able to marry a person like that. So when you look in that aspect, I can understand why a man would want to marry a wholesome woman and not, you know, indulge with somebody that has, you know, had a lengthy sexual history. So these are, you know, these are six of his thoughts. And, you know, it's the reality of the world. All that you may not agree with everything he has said, but these are his thoughts, and I definitely wanted to share them on the show and just make a part two to this segment, because we said a lot of things on part one, but, you know, again, this was more in depth with some more, you know, from another male's perspective. And I imagine that there may be some more men that want to send in some more responses to the show. So I'm going to quickly give the address out again. The address to the show, 36504 Road, Suite 284, that's Westland, Michigan, 48185. If you have a show topic that you want us to talk about, feel free also to send in a letter to the show. Also, we have the Strawberry Confessions. That's a letter that women can send in if they want to share something with the show, and then we can have a, you know, perhaps have a discussion about it. And the chocolate letters are for men. When you send in something that you want us to expound on or talk about, and this, you know, no one's here to judge anyone. We're here with just offering, having a conversation and perhaps offering solutions to some of the things that our people are dealing with. Everybody can always go to somebody, you know, even a close friend. Sometimes you don't want to talk to about certain things. And you say, well, you know, I'm on the air talking, but we don't even have to know your real name, you can give us a pseudo name, and we can still discuss what's in your heart. But sometimes to get relief, sometimes it's good through conversation, and then, you know, you're not having a person judge who you are and what you're dealing with. Sometimes when we talk to family and friends, they may judge your situation, and sometimes you don't need that. Sometimes you just need somebody that will listen with a non-biased, opinion about what you're going through and what you're dealing with. And so these are some of the reasons why I have these type of shows. I have various hosts on different days, and it's my intention to really, as a life coach, I want to be able to help people get to a happy medium and a harmonious medium in their life with things that they're dealing with. Because sometimes it's just, things can get very, very heavy. And, sometimes the people are not always there. And sometimes you need a person just to talk to. And I just want to extend, again, to thank all of you who are tuned in to the show, tuning in, and hopefully, anything that's being said is helping you, or if somebody that you know that is dealing with a specific thing, let us know and send a letter into the show. We definitely, even if you're sending your real name, we don't really wouldn't disclose your whole name. We would just say Charles, like this gentleman just put Charles, and so it could be a million to one Charles out there. So we certainly thank him for sending in that, his responses to our previous show. I'm going to quickly just make a few announcements here. We are doing another show at 9 o'clock. We are interviewing an amazing author at 9 o'clock, and I'm so looking forward to that. And I'm finding myself having to double up on shows because people want us to have these shows, and I am definitely open and willing to, host these type of shows because that's what it's all about, being on air, being able to help people and bring about a change in someone else's life for, a greater purpose and greater reason. And I am just going to quickly also go to a quick commercial break, and then we will be right back. All righty. We're going to make an actual music break, and then we'll be right back.
Yes, it has. If you're planning to love is good through all the days. Sometimes, yes it has. If you're planning to leave me behind, oh, let me put one more thing on your mind. If you ever need me, baby, just send for me. I'm just a telephone call away.
Send for me.
Put a message in.
Detroit and all our global listeners, you are tuned in to the Poetic Energy Network Station, and I'm your host, Michelle E. Alford, a.k.a. Poetic Energy, and this is our segment of the show entitled Life, Strawberry Confessions and Chocolate Letters, and tonight's topic has been about, it's part two of why do men marry, want to marry wholesome women and fool around with loose women. We had a massive list of some responses sent in to by a brother, Charles. He sent into our show. He gave some great, great responses and gave you a lot to think about. I'm going to recap it one more time. His list, he said, number one, men have suppressed fantasies. So this is one of the reasons why they, you know, fool around with loose women is because they have suppressed fantasies and they want to fulfill those fantasies. And sometimes they can't fulfill it with their partner, you know, so they believe. And number two, they want a good woman, so that's why they go ahead and secure one, marry her, because they want a good woman, but they still want to live the player lifestyle. And I must say Charles gave some very, very good responses. And number three, he said that men are addicted to sex. A lot of women, to sex with a lot of women, but need the nourishment of one woman. Isn't that interesting that a man, this is coming from a male perspective, he is saying that the reason why that men, they're addicted to a lot of women and they need the nourishment of one woman. This is why they do this. And again, number four, he said, loose women don't have sexual boundaries, and they don't make excuses for not having sex. Oh, wow. And this is all coming from a male perspective. He sent into the show some great responses. And number five, he said that his wife don't maintain her sexy, but he still loves her. But the reason why he chooses to fool around with loose women is because, you know, he needs something on the side because he's not being fulfilled at home. Not an excuse, but I'm reading the response because it was sent into the show. And then last but not least, he said he can't stand the thought of his wife banging a lot of guys in her past life. Wow, you know, that really is the one that really gets me because when you think about, you know, this is the person's past and, you know, but, you know, it bothers a man to be able, you know, to have to think about their future, their wife, you know, dealing with a lot of male figures in their past life intimately. So, you know, these were some good responses. I'd like to say thank you to Charles for sending those responses in. We do have another show this evening. We're interviewing an awesome, awesome author, Ms. Samantha Lewis. This show was for an hour. You know, I'm so glad that we have this part two of this discussion. We are looking forward to airing some more of this deep discussions about everyday life. Just keep in mind, this segment, we don't judge anyone on your lifestyles or anything like that because we don't, you know, I don't have a place or heaven or or a holding place or wherever you want to call it to put you in. So therefore, I will not judge your, I may not agree with it, but I will not judge your choice to live a certain way and a certain lifestyle because you never know. You know, sometimes we say we want to do certain things, but we, you know, all in once we find a little bit more about certain things. So, again, I want to thank all of those who are tuned in to on the switchboard as well as all of those who are in the chat room. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to join me this evening. I want to say all the many guests that have popped in and popped out and Hero, thank you so much for stopping by and just taking the time to, you know, share this moment, few moments with us, and MP123, guest 3011, guest 2988, and just so many of you who have popped in and popped out throughout the night. We certainly appreciate your presence here on the Poetic Energy Network station. Please do check out many of our other shows that air weekly and daily. You know, we have various hosts on the network. I am the network owner, but I have enlisted a lot of hosts to host various shows. And, you know, and we offer a lot of different things. We entertain, we inspire, we motivate, and we educate. And I'm so excited about doing that. So with that being said, I want to take this time to just say thank you again for tuning in to the Poetic Energy Network station. And I have been your host this evening, Ms. Michelle E. Alford, a.k.a. Poetic Energy. And if you have time this evening to check out our next show at 9 o'clock with our candid interview with author Samantha Lewis, she's going to give us a candid interview. We have, you know, about her memoir that she has written. I want my darn skate, so I am so looking forward to her being a guest on the show this evening, and want to just thank you guys for just being who you are. And I would say just live your life to the fullest, and whatever you do, do whatever you purpose to do, whatever your purpose to do in life, and do it without, you know, prohibition, do it without, you know, boundaries, and open yourself to, you know, if you're in a committed relationship, you're married, be committed to that relationship and get down to the deep, you know, deepest part of the core of what's, you know, not working in your relationship or your marriage, so that you can, you know, be happy with one another, because, you know, people deserve to be happy and to be loved. So if you're unable to love a person, don't keep them bound in something that it's not going to work. But again, I thank you for tuning in to the Poetic Energy Network station, and I will say goodnight. And please check us out on our other shows and other days. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see some of you at 9. Good night. I'm going to take it out with a little bit of Barry White.
hung up. No doubt, I'm so in love with you. For me, there's no way out. Cause deeper and deeper in love with you, I'm falling. Sweeter and sweeter, your tender words of love keep calling. Eager and eager, yeah, to see your lips up on my face. Pleaser and pleaser, anytime or any place. I'm gonna love you, love you, love you. Just a little more day. I'm gonna need you, need you, need you. Every day, yeah. I'm gonna want you, want you, want you. In every way, yeah. Far. Hold back. This time it looks like love.